This morning in our consecutive readings, we come to Judges 9, 22 and following. Last week we began to look at the rebellion of this man Abimelech, who was the son of Gideon by a concubine. And we find that he has raised himself up as the leader of God's people through a level of intrigue and has caused the Shechemite city and their elders to place him in a position of authority against the will of his father Gideon. And so we will begin reading at 9:22, having just read Jotham, the one son of Gideon, who Abimelech had failed to murder. He had murdered 69 of his 70 children, 70 boys. Jotham prophesies against him and against the Shechemite elders, and so we find his curse coming to pass in these verses. Let us read Judges 9:22 and following. In this, we'll see the Shechemites affronting Abimelech in verses 23 through 29. Then we'll find the Shechemites being brought low in 30 through 49. And then we'll find Abimelech himself being brought down, even to death, in verses 50 through 57. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech, their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. The men of Shechem set liers in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them, and it was told Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and trode the grapes and made merry and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech? And who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Jerubbabel, and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? And would to God this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech." And he said to Abimelech, "Increase thine army and come out." And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers unto Abimelech privily, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren be come to Shechem, and behold, they fortify the city against thee. Now therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early and set upon the city. And behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion." And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him, by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the eve entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him, from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Behold, there come people down from the top of the mountains." And Zebul said unto him, "Thou seest the shadow of the mountains, as if they were men." And Gaal spoke again and said, "See, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along the plain of Neoniman." Then said Zebul unto him, "Where is now thy mouth wherewith thou saidest, who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people that thou hast despised?
Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, he fled before him, and many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelled at Arumah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem, or Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city, and he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an hold of the house of the god Erith. And it was told to Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech gat him to Mount Salmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bow from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, what ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bow and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Thebes, and encamped against Thebes, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and gat them up to the tower, top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower, and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man his armor bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword, and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. When the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father in slaying his 70 brethren. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render unto their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbabel. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Jotham had cursed both Abimelech and the Shechemites. Shechemites for going along with Abimelech's scheme. And so we see the Shechemites affront Abimelech. They allow this man Gaal into their town. He despises Abimelech. He also even despises the mayor, Ebed. And so Ebed's not too happy about this. And so he lets Abimelech know what's going on. And so Abimelech and his armies come down to the city, and Gaal is willing to come out of the city and fight. He comes out of the city and fights, apparently gets whooped up pretty bad. They come back into the city on that after one day. At that point, apparently the men of the city are willing to support the mayor, and the mayor kicks out Gaal, and he's out of the picture now. He's no longer in the city. He's left. And then it says that Abimelech goes to this other city, Arumah.
The next day, it appears, Abimelech is still very angry, not just at Gaal, but at the men of the Shechemites now for having divided their support of him, been unsupportive of him. And so in a fit of rage, it looks like the people think this is over. They go out to work in the fields. They leave the city one morning to go out to work in the fields. He comes and attacks them. And then he takes the city. And then he's prepared to kill, apparently, not just men, not just the elders, but the men and the women and the children of the city. He does so. And still in a fit of rage, he decides, I'm going to go after another city, Thebes. Doesn't appear to be any good reason, no need to attack them. Clearly a demonstration of excessive revenge. Matthew Henry says, God infatuates those who he will ruin. And so he goes to take Thebes, and a woman drops a stone and hits him in the head. And as he is staggering from the wound, he demonstrates no concern for his soul, but only for his credit. And so in haste, we're told, he asks his armor bearer to kill him. In an effort to remove any scandal, to remove any discredit to him, he actually makes it worse. He now buys into suicide. You're going to let this guy kill him. Kill me. And so he does. And he goes down in infamy. So much so that when David is told, or when Joab says, I'm going to send this messenger to David and say that the battle didn't go very well today and some of us got too close to the wall and we lost a lot of men, just remember just to tell him also that Uriah died. But the whole point was he actually is referring to this thing and saying, you know, we should know you don't go too close to the wall of a city because of Abimelech losing his life foolishly. I mean, Abimelech would have been a smart warrior. It was a very, very foolish thing he did in losing his life. And so we see Israel's peace restored and God's justice glorified. Both this rebel, Abimelech, and the men that supported him, the Shechemites, come to a very horrible ruin for their sin. And we see Jotham's curse fulfilled.